This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 174. Apple announces annual Worldwide Developers Conference, and Apple introduces broadcasters and production details for Friday Night Baseball beginning April 8th. You're listening to the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, coming to you from the majestic Chugach Mountains in the backdrop of Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will learn about the news from Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple's announcement Wednesday, April 6th of its annual Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly referred to as WWDC. This will be in an online format from June 6th through 10th, free for all developers to attend. Beginning on the past 2 years of virtual events, WWDC 2022 will showcase the latest innovations in iOS, iPadOS, macOS, watchOS, and tvOS, while giving developers access to Apple engineers and technologies to learn how to create groundbreaking apps and interactive experiences. Susan Prescott, Apple's Vice President of Worldwide Developer Relations and Enterprise and Education Marketing, said, "At its heart, WWDC has always been a forum to create connection and build community. In that spirit, WWDC 22 invites developers from around the world to come together to explore how to bring their best ideas to life and push the envelope of what's possible. We love connecting with our developers, and we hope all of our participants come away feeling energized by their experience," she finished. Now more than ever, Apple products are part of users' daily lives, helping them to learn, create, and connect. At WWDC 22, Apple's growing global community of more than 30 million developers will gain insight and access to the technologies and tools to bring their visions into reality. In addition to the announcements shared from the keynote and State of the Union presentations, this year's program will also include more information sessions, more cutting-edge learning labs, more digital lounges to engage with attendees, and more localized content to make WWDC a truly global event. In addition to the online conference, Apple will host a special day for developers and students at Apple Park on June 6th to watch the keynote and State of the Union videos together, along with the online community. Space will be limited, and details of how to apply to attend will be provided on the Apple Developer site and app soon. Moving on to the second half of the podcast, Apple announced Thursday the lineup of broadcasters and production enhancements for Friday Night Baseball, which launches tomorrow, April 8th, only on Apple TV+. Fans can access Friday Night Baseball games and additional content, including new exclusive programs such as Countdown to the First Pitch and MLB Daily Recap, beginning today in the Apple TV app. Beginning Friday, April 8th, the broadcast team of Melanie Newman, who will be providing play-by-play, Chris Young, analyst, Hannah Kaiser, analyst, and Brooke Fletcher, reporter, will call the New York Mets at the Washington Nationals at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And Steven Nelson, who will be providing play-by-play, Hunter Pence, analyst, Katie Nolan, analyst, and Heidi Watney, reporter, will comprise the crew that will call the Houston Astros at the Los Angeles Angels game at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Game assignments for Friday Night Baseball broadcasters will be announced on a weekly basis. In her new role with Friday Night Baseball, Newman becomes the second woman to lead play-by-play duties for a national broadcast team. She joined the Baltimore Orioles broadcast team in 2020. Friday Night Baseball live pre- and post-game coverage will be hosted by Lauren Gardner, along with a rotating group of analysts and former Major League Baseball players, including Carlos Peña, Cliff Floyd, and Yonder Alonso. Scheduled games are available to anyone with internet access for free, only on Apple TV+. The games are posted on the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net. Produced by Major League Baseball Network's Emmy Award-winning production team in partnership with Apple, Friday Night Baseball will offer a modern and dynamic broadcast experience that appeals to new viewers and veteran fans alike. Each game broadcast will employ state-of-the-art cameras, including high-speed Phantoms, the high-resolution Megalodon, and more throughout the season to provide vivid, live-action shots and offer immersive sound in 5:1 with spatial audio enabled. Friday Night Baseball will also incorporate new on-screen graphics that include innovative new probabilities-based forecasts of different situational outcomes, plus highlights and live look-ins from around the league integrated right into the broadcast. Throughout the Friday Night Baseball broadcast, fans can enjoy on-screen call-outs about batters' walk-up songs from Apple Music, test their knowledge of baseball trivia with help from Siri, and much more. And in a first for Major League Baseball games, Friday Night Baseball will feature rules, analysis, and interpretation from former MLB umpire Brian Gorman. In addition to two marquee games on Friday nights throughout the regular seasons, fans in the U.S. and Canada can enjoy new 24/7 live programming with MLB game replays, news and analysis, highlights, classic games, and more. Each Thursday, fans can tune in to Countdown to First Pitch for a preview of the week's upcoming games, and every morning to MLB Daily Recap for highlights from across the league, both available only on Apple TV+, as well as the MLB Big Inning Whip Around show featuring live look-ins and in-game highlights every weeknight. Additionally, fans will be able to watch full games as well as condensed game replays on demand on Apple TV+ after the completion of the live broadcasts each week. In Apple News, fans can easily follow their favorite teams and watch personalized MLB highlights right in the News app. Starting today, fans can find an opening day preview curated by Apple News editors, and each Friday enjoy a curated group of highlights and stories from around the league, and easily tap to watch Friday Night Baseball directly in the Apple TV app. In Apple Music, fans can find exclusive playlists of batters' walk-up songs from teams featured on Friday Night Baseball each week, as well as a collection of classic songs celebrating baseball. Friday Night Baseball games will be available to anyone with internet access across devices where Apple TV Plus can be found, including on the Apple TV app on iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV 4K and HD, and on TV.apple.com, along with smart TVs, gaming consoles, and cable set-top boxes. Friday Night Baseball will be available on Apple TV Plus in the United States, Canada, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Mexico, Puerto Rico, South Korea, and the United Kingdom, and for a limited time without the need for a subscription. I, for one, am hopeful this venture is successful, as I would love to see Apple break into other sports, such as football, soccer, hockey, and others. Now it's Major League Baseball, so enjoy the game. If you have a question about today's episode, email me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or go to Twitter at @minutes_mac or on Facebook. If you are listening to this podcast on iTunes, please leave us a review. Besides the Mac Minutes host webpage, we have a podcast website at macminutespodcast.com. Mac Minutes is affiliated with the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. That's akappleug.com. There will be a special event on Wednesday, April 13th at 7 p.m. Alaska time with world-renowned Apple educator Dan Wasink from Dan's Tutorials. He will be hosting a feature presentation along with a short Q&A. You can get the Zoom link at either the podcast Facebook group webpage or at the Alaskan Apple Users Group website. Additionally, being a member of the Mac Minutes podcast group, you can provide input, take part in special events each month, discuss devices, provide ideas for future podcasts, or just read what other knowledgeable tech journalists are writing about that's informative. There is no cost and no spam. This podcast is out of our love of technology and not for a profit. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, Chartable, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Spotify, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. We will talk to you again next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast. Thank you again for listening.